Welcome to the Ramble Room. This is Sarah speaking. I'm joined by Diane, Ken, and Yothep.
Why am I always last?
Because you're farthest
you
away from
You have to
me.
Ask?
Oh, I guess.
He who is last, let him be first.
So what do you got today?
I have a show that I'm going to hand over to Sarah because she's prepared for it, and I'm not.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Where was that wisdom at the gun show? Just a side note. Joseph and I went to a gun show today, and I didn't find a single loophole.
And I know you were looking. You told me you were going to.
I asked people.
We were asking folks, where can I find the loophole?
About this loophole.
And everybody was like, what? What is the loophole? So we
actually, they laughed because they knew exactly what we were talking about.
Yes. The other thing you couldn't find there apparently was a mask.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Because we got bullets to fight off the COVID.
Yeah, it'd be a good shot.
Yeah.
I got your neighborhood watch right here. So speaking of pew-pews and gun shows and loopholes and stuff, we are going to run through some of the bills that came up this session. We're going to talk about some of the ones that failed. Why, you might ask? Because we find it interesting that some of these even came up, that anybody even bothered to write them. Some of them should have gone a lot farther, and they failed, and that is also notable. But we're also going to talk about some of the active ones, just so everybody knows what's coming up. The 29th, a few of these are going to be on there. So if you don't stay tuned for the whole show, please know that the 29th, there are some bills coming up that you need to check out and contact your local legislator.
And if you're listening to this late, that's March 29, 2021.
So of the bills that failed, one of them is, it was called HB 214, Firearms in Private Vehicles. And I'm going to defer a lot to Diane because she has actually checked on most of these and followed most of them. But essentially that one is protecting your right to have a firearm in your private vehicle, even if your place of employment prohibits that, correct?
Yes, if you're in a parking lot at your place of employment and your car is properly locked and the gun is not visible and that kind of thing is what the bill said.
One of my problems with a lot of laws is that they're totally unenforceable. And if you can't enforce it, if there's no way to police it, especially if you defund the police, if you can't police it, if you can't enforce it, what's the point of having a law? All you do is degrade laws that can be enforced. And so many of these laws that prohibit this or prohibit that, there's no way to effectively police it.
Right.
All that it could possibly be doing is saying, as a society, we think this is better than that. Making judgments.
Well, and I think that this, in ways I agree with the bill, but I have worked for large companies that did not allow firearms or smoking or many other things on their property. But nobody ever went to my car and was like, I see a gun in your car. It just never happened. So the bill is kind of funny. If you put it in your glove box, nobody's going to come out to your car and do that. I'm not suggesting that you break the law. I'm just saying this is kind of a silly bill.
Unless you work on a military installation and then they would have these spot inspections where you had to turn out everything you had in your lockers and in your vehicles, and that'd make you think.
Right,
I can't
right.
think of any other employer who would be allowed to do that.
I was actually surprised that this came up because I thought that your private vehicle was your private property.
Right.
So in high school, there were guys that I went to school with who drove the old ratty pickups and had shotguns in their back window. And there was kind of a kerfuffle over that. And the conclusion was, if I'm not mistaken, this was a long time ago, but the conclusion was that is his private vehicle. Just because he's on school property doesn't mean anybody can do anything about it.
A long, longer time ago, if you came to school and didn't have a rifle in the back window of your, how did you describe the pickup?
Ratty.
Ratty. You wouldn't be able to take out that coyote on the way home, and it's probably going to take out somebody's new cabs and cost him money.
Right. So another one that died, and when we say died, some of them did not pass because they were voted down. Most of them did not pass because they were never even considered. If you go on wyoleg.com and you look up all these bills, there's this huge, long list of bills. And of course, we're not going to have time to address all of them with the time constraints in committee. But it seems to me like some of them were purposely dropped to the bottom of the pile so that we didn't have to address them, which we'll get to with a couple of these.
Yeah, that's the choice of the leadership that exists currently in Cheyenne.
most of the ones that actually did make it past that seem to be about raising taxes, and then things like this, not so much. So typically what happens with these bills is they're brought up to a committee. If the committee decides to hear them, they will pass them on to the Senate and pass them on to the House. So some of these just never made it.
And so the HB 256 Wyoming Sovereignty Act, the status is no report prior to the committee as a whole cutoff. Because Monday was the deadline for new ones coming up that hadn't been heard already.
Right, so it didn't quite make it in time.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Totally accidental.
It's a typical tactic, is just stall,
mm-hmm.
and it'll die.
So refresh my memory, the Wyoming Sovereignty Act was?
Basically what it would do was create a committee that would look at laws coming out of Washington and suggest that they may or may not be constitutional. They caught a lot of flack because they wanted to say it was nullification. And this particular bill, as I understand it, was more interested in identifying unconstitutional mandates coming out of Washington.
Right. And one of the arguments was, how are we going to find those people who are experts on the Constitution to figure out what's not constitutional because it's so complicated?
That is so funny to me. You know, you read something like the Second Amendment, and I'm sorry, I'm always hung up on the Second Amendment. I love that one. But you read that, and it's pretty clear what it says. You know, and it says it. And
shall and then, not be infringed.
And then you look over at the bill that's being proposed, and you go, let me see. Nope. That ain't going to happen.
Seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. For the most part, that is true.
So really what they're saying is that we don't know enough people that can read.
But there are some parts of it, and I've been kerfuffled? What's the word?
Perplexed?
Oh,
bewildered?
Yeah, that one too. Buffaloed. I've come up against a few of them and said, well, I'm really not sure what that is. So then your next step is to go back to the Federalist Papers.
Do you have papers?
And you just read the discussion about the people that wrote it. And you get a pretty good idea about what was going on, how they decided, why they worded it the way they worded it. But the problem is, that takes a little bit of work.
Well, I find it troubling those people, are admitting that there wouldn't be six experts on the Constitution in the whole legislature.
Right.
Wait a minute, what? What do we elect you for? To know something, I thought.
Yeah, but they just...
I pledge to support and defend this thing that I can't possibly understand.
Right. So how are you going to defend it if you don't understand it? The guy's sitting up there, he's taking an oath of office.
An oath.
Yeah, well, he is an oath. But they are oaths, a lot of them.
Would that be oafi?
More than likely. I've lost train of thought.
So the other one that has to do with guns, or as I like to call them, pew-pews, is SF-137, which is the Firearms Preemption. This is another one that was not considered. So if you look at the status on WyoLeg, it says did not consider.
What was the intent of the bill?
That was the university one.
Gun-free zones on campuses. An act relating to weapons precluding the University of Wyoming and Wyoming community colleges from regulating firearms as specified. And then the bill specifies.
You shouldn't need the bill if, as we pointed out earlier, you properly read the Second Amendment.
Right.
Oh, you mean the do not be infringed part? Not to be infringed?
I think that it's funny that all these people on the left are screaming, you know, these colleges are breeding grounds for rape culture and all this stuff. Give these girls guns, I guarantee.
No, make them go buy their own.
Yeah, let them carry a gun on campus. I guarantee you that number is going to go down. Not that the number was so high that it's stupid, because rape culture on college campuses isn't necessarily the numbers that they're feeding you.
It shouldn't be rape culture. It should be regrettable sexual interaction culture.
Right. There's a lot of that. And you don't have to go to college for that. That just happens.
I mean, but they
maybe not
a
so
lot
much
of
in
money
this room.
To have regrettable sexual encounters.
Right.
Good choices, folks.
Right.
Is that the only reason they paid the money?
Right.
Pretty much. Well, they took out loans to do that.
I've met a lot of college students. One of them, one of my favorites was, she said, is Asia a country? And I said, it's a continent.
I'll be praying
and I said,
for you.
It's the world's largest continent. And I didn't go to college. This girl graduated from college, had a bachelor's degree, and didn't know what a continent was.
How many people have you heard say, even if you don't know what your major is going to be, you should go just for the experience?
Right.
And a lot of kids do.
And you might get a chance to sue somebody.
They are, as Diane corrected me, they are taking out very large loans and going in debt to have regrettable sexual experiences.
You can do that.
You never see that in a college brochure, do you?
No, no. Well, it's hard to put a picture next to it. That's why it's not on the brochure.
Well, it's not hard. It's just probably not appropriate.
It's actually against the law, and they're working on more of those things.
I was just picturing some kind of symbol, like the wheelchair man for the handicap signs. There should be some really sad girl like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Anyway.
Hard to do with stick figures.
Yeah. Unless he was a football star who just signed with the NFL, and then you can sue him.
Yeah, you can sue him years later for that regrettable sexual experience.
Did you have an RSE? Yes. So anyway, those are the bills that did not pass, as we talked about, for various reasons. Some of these bills are decent bills that probably should have been considered that were not considered. Some of them were probably not so great. So we can't really read too much into people's motivations as to why these didn't get heard, but
some of them are kind of fishy, though.
Well, and I appreciate people like Mark Jennings who just say no to everything because we probably don't need another law in the books when it comes to guns. But there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, speaking of that, mass murder, last I looked, was still banned.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know how many years that's been going on, but it seems like it's been a while
it's
since they passed
for
that
quite
law.
6,000 or something like that.
So somewhere. If this ban doesn't work and that ban doesn't work, then the answer must be let's ban another thing.
Right.
Because eventually one of these people is going to be clever enough with the wording of a law that somebody's going to wake up and say, I think I just need to go wipe out a bunch of people.
I think we should just put up more billboards.
It's against the law.
Yeah,
those work.
Yeah, billboards are the greatest idea.
It gives them a place to perch themselves when they want to shoot at the when they want to shoot at the highway.
Do you guys remember the billboard? It was a billboard in Colorado Springs when I was a kid, and they put a dummy on top of the billboard.
Yeah.
And it was saying something like, I'm going to jump if you don't buy this product or whatever. And people threw a fit and made them take it down because it was
offensive
promoting
to people that have jumped because you didn't buy the product.
It was offensive to people who stopped out of their busy day with their video cameras waiting to catch some footage and then realized they'd been suckered.
Yeah. Who's the dummy now?
I was probably 7 years old and I could tell it wasn't a real person.
Well, and that kind of traffic jam on the interstate is definitely frowned upon down there. Yeah.
So the bills that are still active that have to do with pew-pews. One of them is HB 116. That is the concealed carry bill. That is on general file. That's one of the ones on March 29th that's coming up on the floor. You can go to wildleg.org and read about this if you support it or don't support
it
or whatever.
Is that the one that says that you don't have to be a resident?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. We set up what we call constitutional carry in Wyoming, which means that you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to carry concealed, but for whatever reason when that law was written it said if you're a resident essentially. And so this is expanding that to say if you are a law-abiding citizen, not a felon, they have a right to carry.
A resident of the United States.
Isn't
they
the
changed it.
Oh, that's a small group.
So that one is being heard on the floor on the 29th, so contact your legislator, not your legislature, not the whole thing. The next one we were going to talk about is SF-67. That is to repeal gun-free zones.
Yeah!
That one has gone through, but it is not scheduled to be heard.
That's interesting, too, because there's no such thing as a gun-free zone.
Right. If I want to take a gun somewhere, I'm going to get it in there.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying me personally, but if I were a criminal and I wanted to get a gun into your local preschool, I could get it done. That's
right.
In Wyoming, there is no such thing as a gun-free zone.
Right.
You can pretty much bet your bottom dollar. They label them that way.
Right, right. You see the signs all over the place.
But this is a bill voting to repeal them.
Mm-hmm.
So take them away. So if Wyoming doesn't have any gun-free zones, why are we writing a bill to repeal
them? We do
have
gun-free zones.
Okay.
That's why I said they're labeled that way. There are signs up. The point is to quit kidding ourselves and quit allowing only criminals to carry in gun-free zones.
It's dangerous whenever these liberal idiots start lying to you about, okay, gun-free zones are safe places to be.
That's where all the mass murders happen.
It should be criminal to say that. It's not true. And if anything, it makes you more unsafe.
King Soopers, as a private enterprise, had declared that they were essentially a gun-free zone. The guy that went up there last week and shot up King Soopers traveled 25 miles to go to a King Soopers. Why?
Because it was a gun-free zone.
Ding, 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 ding.
So this bill says it's an act relating to concealed weapons, repealing gun-free zones, providing for the carrying of concealed weapons as specified, clarifying that only the state legislature may regulate firearms, weapons, and ammunition, providing for an exemption, amending a definition, requiring rulemaking, providing for an effective date. So I guess that means that only the state legislature may regulate firearms and not a grocery store?
If you have private property, see, there's private property rights. If you have private property and you're stupid, you can make that regulation.
It's a free country.
All that gun-free zones do is stop honest people from carrying.
Right.
Dishonest people, criminals, will gravitate to there because they know they've got a lot better chance of carrying out their plan without somebody interrupting it.
Yeah, without catching a hot lead injection.
Yeah, how many mass shootings do you see happen at a gun range?
You don't. And like gun shows, you don't see people walking into gun shows because these people are cowards. They want numbers.
They're going to trip on a loophole.
Right. A lot of these people want to be famous for how many people they killed. And you're not going to get that at a gun show. He got one. That's just not going to happen.
Or a church in Texas.
Yeah.
So the last one that is still active, this is SF-81. This is the Second Amendment. Is it the Second Amendment Preservation Act?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one has been hotly contested. It says it's received for introduction.
Its own sponsor voted against it after the amendments were added to it, which, according to Anthony Bouchard, gutted the intention of the bill.
So it is passing through the proper channels, but it has been so heavily amended that it might as well just be thrown in the trash.
Right, because it has now become more of a resolution, and I believe the amendment changed it to where now it's just sort of, if there's a federal law that comes down that's unconstitutional, then we take it to the courts.
Which is probably what we would have done in the first place.
The real truth of a Second Amendment Preservation Act is in the mind of each and every citizen. Where do you stand?
At the gun show. In the loophole. So the other grouping of bills we wanted to talk about, that's all the pew-pew ones. The other category, though, was all of the ones that have to do with abortion. So the first couple have failed. One of them is HB 134. That's the human heartbeat protection, which was basically a bill proposing the protection for anything with a heartbeat, not in terms of viability, but in terms of is there a heartbeat.
And it was amendments to the one that already said had to do with viability. It changed viability to heartbeat.
That one was not even considered.
However, if you go into an eagle's nest and destroy an eagle's egg, you're
yeah,
a bad
even animal. If there's no heartbeat.
Bacteria on Mars is considered life, not a cluster of cells in your
But the bacteria womb. On Mars is not inconvenient.
Yes, that's true.
Well, it depends. We're not there to judge that.
Well, right, so that kind of puts that out of the discussion.
Very inconvenient.
The other one that was also not considered is HB 235. That was the Human Life Protection Act.
Your stunned silence is very reassuring.
Well, better notes might have been good. This one has to do with limiting the circumstances under which an abortion may be performed, specifying means of care and limiting the use of appropriations and funds. It was also amending something that was already there. A physician who performs an abortion procedure employed pursuant to the statute shall not intentionally terminate the unborn infant prior to, during, or following the procedure, and then amended to say, commonly accepted means of care for the unborn infant's gestational age shall be employed in the treatment of any infant born alive. Now, perhaps there is still a born alive bill on the table, I believe. So
yes.
Maybe this was just considered redundant.
And that's the very next one. The ones that are active, one is SF-34. That's the born alive bill. That is on general file. This is another one of those ones coming up on the floor on March 29th. I have to keep saying March, just in case. This is another one that you can write in to support with your local legislator.
You probably should call in or email in, because if
yes.
you write...
Or show up.
You could do that.
You can.
Maybe that's something that we should mention, is that if you go to wildleg.gov, and you can say wildledge if you want to, but you go to the session schedules on the front page, meeting schedule, legislative meetings, under calendars... So you click on legislative meetings, you go to the day, so Monday, oops, that would not be the next. They don't have Monday up yet. But if you go and look at the schedule, you can see the bills that are coming up. And if you go clear to the right, you can look at details and you can go to watch. Now,
most of us have gone clear to the right.
That's why we're here.
it may be that you can't do that anymore, but...
it's probably illegal to go clear to the right now.
When those bills are in committee, you can testify via Zoom. You don't have to go to Cheyenne in order to have something to say. Now, you might sit there during a two-hour discussion and not get a turn, but you're there, they see you're there, they might say how many people were in favor, how many people opposed. You at least are potentially involved if you had something to say.
So, nice for the legislators to know that somebody's out there paying attention.
Right, right. I just want to make sure everybody knows that that is available to be able to do that by Zoom now. I don't know if they were doing that before COVID or not, but you can. But now you can be heard that way without having to drive to Cheyenne. So that's good to know.
Because who would want to drive to Cheyenne?
I don't mind a road trip.
So that one, the Born Alive bill, we didn't quite explain that, but that is for if they are born alive,
they need
to be cared for,
right?
Basically.
Right.
Well, that should fall under the Hippocratic Oath. If you are alive, they do everything they can to...
But if it did, they wouldn't be performing an abortion
in the
first place.
That's very true.
So that's the problem.
So those doctors are actually breaking their oath on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. We also have SF-96 that is still active. This is another one coming up on the 29th. This is the homicide amendment. This is an amendment basically saying that if you shoot or kill in any way a woman who is pregnant, that is a double homicide. That one was interesting to me. You might ask, what does this have to do with abortion?
What does this have to do with abortion?
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you asked. Now I can tell you. This is setting a precedent if this passes, because it actually says in the bill that this in utero thing is a child. And when we talk about precedent, they can refer to this law later and say, wait a second, you can't kill that baby because you couldn't kill this baby. So what's the difference because one mom wants to keep hers and one mom wants to get rid of hers?
But there are other states where this is law.
Right.
And that doesn't hold any water.
But it does help, I think.
It can't wait.
Yeah, it can't hurt, but it's still in a...
It's funny because that's kind of the same argument that a lot of pro-gun control people use when you point out that you can't legislate morality.
Right. You can't.
Well, at least we make it public that this is how the state feels.
It's a great stepping stone, but I think there's always going to be this argument of abortion and morality.
Oh, yeah. Well, there always has been. It just didn't used to be public because we did it in secret. And that's part of our problem is we're having to deal with a lot of things that used to be just everybody knew you didn't do that. And now that's why we have to legislate morality, because we ain't got none.
Not that we're advocating for going back to doing it in secret.
No.
We just don't want to do it at all.
No, but having some moral standards would be lovely.
So the last one is SF-133. This is prohibiting abortifacients and chemical abortions. Yay, I said it. So these are things like the morning after pill and things like that. So this bill would prohibit those. This is another one that has been received for introduction but is not scheduled. So keep an eye on that one if you're one of those people. But there isn't anything scheduled in terms of where you could raise your hand.
Right. And so if you are interested in any of these and watching them, you're just going to have to go to the site and check on the schedule, watch it until it comes up.
Now, you are on a mailing list, which comes from the Sheridan County Republican Women.
Yeah.
There might be somebody out there listening who would want to know how they could be notified of these sorts of things. Look us up. We'll hook you up.
This is not the most exciting show we've ever done, by far. Many, Many Mink was much better. But why is this important? It's important because I think more and more people need to be informed on how this process works and how to get involved, how to make your voice heard, how to track what your representatives are doing and where they stand, so that when they're up for re-election, you can say, you know what? These were the bills that I really cared about, and you voted opposite of what I would do. I'm not going to vote you back in.
There's a lot of people out there that don't know that these bills are even up for discussion.
Right.
Like, they don't know that these bills exist. So we're just bringing it to light and letting everybody know that this is what's going on now, and hopefully we'll have more shows where this is what's going on now so that you can hear it and do something about it.
Or at least be educated to know that some of these bills, and we haven't gotten to all of them by any means, we just kind of covered a couple of basic topics, but some of them, I'm looking at them going, why is this even on there? Because I think so many people in Wyoming think, oh, this is Wyoming, that'll never happen here. It's happening all the time.
And it's partly because we think we elected a conservative representative No, you elected a representative who said he was conservative because he knew he couldn't get elected if he said he was a Democrat. And that's what I was going to say, is that it's not just that look at your representative and see if they voted the way you would have, but look at your representative's voting record and see if he voted the way he said he was going to. Right.
So again, this is kind of the boring stuff, but at the same time, this is that proverbial rubber meeting the road. If you're listening, we're kind of assuming that you are a concerned citizen, and you probably feel like we do, where we're watching these things happen and going, what do we do? What can we possibly do about this? Start paying attention, not just to the stuff that's actually happening or to the bills that have commercials being paid for saying vote yes on whatever. But look at what is happening all over the place and pay attention and stand your ground.
Well, if you don't vote.
Most of the important stuff you won't see on TV.
No.
But all of it is on video if you want to watch. And you can go watch your representative and see and hear what he said about a certain bill when he goes later to campaign and says, well, I stood up for such and such. You can go, no, you didn't. I saw you sit down.
Which is also what we're going to do here. Which does not relieve you of your civic duty.
No.
But if you want to trust us, we won't steer you wrong.
Yet.